All right, we are back with you here on KHTK. It's 5:21. Time to check out the 100% back offer at ColusaCasino.com. Each and every Tuesday, we talk with the head coach of the Raiders, and it's great to have Hugh Jackson on with us. Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
You know what? Everything's going good, and I would imagine from your perspective, it's good to have a week off depending on how you look at things, but I think fans are looking at all the injuries you have, and of course, giving more time for Carson Palmer. Is this at a perfect time for your football team?
I think it is. I think it came at a real good time. We do have some guys that have been, you know, out a little bit, getting him up to speed. Obviously, last game was not the way we want to play. So I think it's here at a good time, and we got a chance to move forward.
What was the most disappointing part of Sunday for you?
Losing. I mean, we don't like losing, and especially the way we lost. You know, we turned the ball over six times. We look pretty inept on offense, and, you know, I thought we played really good on defense, but I didn't think we played the way we normally play on offense. So I take total responsibility for that, and we need to get better this week.
I know that the game plan on Sunday was not to have Carson Palmer play, but with that said and the fact that you can't duplicate game conditions in practice, what were the positives for him to at least be on the field for two quarters?
Well, I think the positive was now he has a feel again of what it's like competitive-wise for a team to come after you, you know, and just playing the game in a constructive environment where there's real bullets being flown around. So I think he did that well. I think that was good to get that underneath him. But it's still, just me knowing him, he didn't like the interceptions. None of us liked the interceptions. We need to go back to the drawing board, which we're doing this week, and correct some things.
Coach, last week I had Rich Gannon on the show. I had Trent Dilfer on the show, and I was asking them about being a quarterback in the NFL and coming into a situation similar to Carson. And they said, hey, listen, I don't care how good you are. I don't care what you've done in the past. It's going to take a while. You've been around this game pretty much your whole life. I mean, you really weren't expecting much from him, were you?
No, I was not. I mean, I knew it could go good, and I also knew it could go bad. I mean, that's the chance you take. And obviously it went the latter. So we need to move forward from that. But just the fact that he was able to go out there, get the snap, you know, he didn't have a fumbled snap. Obviously, we had the turnovers throwing the ball. You know, the fact that he could go and call a play, get the team to the line of scrimmage. We didn't have a delay of game penalty because he was trying to call a play. I think all those things are small things, but those are positives that you build off of as you head into Denver.
Darren McFadden, his injury, how concerned are you with his foot?
Oh, I'm concerned. Anytime I think any of our players miss, you know, they're missing for a reason. And I know he has that mid-foot sprain is what they're calling it. We got to see exactly where that is and go from there.
What's the schedule for your players now during this bye week?
We practice today, and we'll practice tomorrow. And then the new CBA, the players must have four consecutive days off, so they'll get off. I think it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They'll have off, and then we'll kind of get them back on Monday.
What will you say to your players before they leave for 4 days?
That when you leave, you're not just leaving, that we need to do make sure we take care of our bodies and our minds, and they do need to refresh. But you also, if there's something that you can do, stay in a little bit of shape, so when you get back here, we're not sucking wind on Monday because we're going to go back to practice and get after it.
We're talking with the Raiders head coach, Hugh Jackson. We know that the players need a break physically and that you've been going at it strong since August 1st, but how important is it just to get away from the game mentally for a couple days?
I think it is a little bit, but I think the real good players never get too far away. I think you're always wondering, thinking about what you need to do to better your game. So I think the real good players, obviously you do need to get away, spend time with family and loved ones, but I think it's also important to try to figure out in your mind what do you need to do to take your game to another level.
You can vote for the KHTK 1140 Player of the Week by going to the Raiders Facebook page. And, Coach, this week the fans voted overwhelmingly for Darius Heyward-Bey. I know when you get shut out, there aren't a lot of bright spots, but the fans thought that of all the players that were on the field, he's the one that garnered the most votes. Your thoughts?
I think he's doing great. I think, obviously, I think Darius has career highs in both receptions and yardage. And that's just the testament to his hard work. He stayed after it. He's really working at it. He's very passionate about getting better. He has. And I think we're starting to see what what Coach always seen in him, that this kid has potential to be a really good player.
Coach, as you said, tomorrow practice, and then the guys are gone for 4 days under the new CBA rules. What about for the coaches? What are your guidelines, and what are you planning on doing?
We don't get an opportunity to get out of here too much. This is kind of that is our vacation, just being away from them for a few days. But we'll be right here working and preparing for Denver and making sure we cross every T, dot every I. We're right in the thick of this thing, and we need to get better. I understand that and recognize that, and we will. And we need to make sure we get this quarterback up to speed. We got one more day to do that, but create a plan for him as to why he's gone so that he can continue to grow and get better.
Now, when you have a day off, like a Sunday, where you're not going to have practice and the players aren't around, I mean, will you spend a day watching a lot of NFL football?
I will watch every game that there is. I mean, that DirecTV, and you get to set it up where they're showing eight games at one time. That's who I am. I will watch them all.
That's funny. Hugh Jackson joining us right here on the Grant Napier Show. I'm curious, when you have a loss like that, no one thinks you're going to go 16-0, but what do you tell the players after a game like that?
I think when you have a game like that, I mean, as ugly as that one was, you got to put it behind you as fast as you can. And we have a 24-hour rule. We have to learn from it. There are some great things to learn from the game, some things we need to improve on. But it's one football game, and you got to put that behind you. Yes, it did stop our streak in the AFC West. Yes, that team did come into our home and beat us, and so we have to give that respect. But by no means are we going to bow our heads or any of that. We need to get better, and we know what we need to do. We think we have a very good football team. That was not how we play, and we need to come back with more resolve and come back stronger.
What is it about divisional games? You know, it doesn't matter what records are. It just always seems like you can't predict them. They're normally close games, even though the game on Sunday wasn't. But, I mean, you know, the Chiefs looked terrible in their first couple of weeks of the season. Now they're 3-3. You know, I mean, what is it about playing in a divisional game, Coach?
I think you know each other pretty well. I think the personnel is known. I think how you match up against teams. I think you get a feel for what's best versus the opponent because you see them twice. And you kind of get a feel for how coaches coach, what a team is really truly trying to accomplish. When you get to see a team just once, and you play them maybe once every two or three years, it's a little bit easier to not put as much emphasis. But I think a lot of emphasis are put on division games, and so that's why sometimes they're a toss-up.
Coach, as you know, each and every week we ask fans to go to Twitter. You can follow the Raiders on Twitter, at Raiders, or you can send me the question via Twitter, at Grant Napier Show. And this week's question, Coach, comes from 2B Big E, and the question is, when do you anticipate making the determination regarding Jason Campbell and his roster spot, either IR or remain on the active roster?
I think once I know more information, I think he's now into the second week post-surgery. I think he's rehabbing. He's doing everything he needs to do. Just got to make sure there's no setbacks, make sure that it's healing properly. I think he goes back and has a checkup here soon. But as we continue to grow and move forward, then I'll really make a huge determination on that. But right now, it's the furthest thing from my mind.
As you look towards Denver, a lot of people have been calling and asking about Seabass. Do you expect he'll be okay for the Denver game?
I sure hope so. I think he will be. I don't have a guarantee on that, but I think we're definitely moving in the right direction with him.
Coach, each and every week we do talk about the good and the bad with the football team. And again, I want to address the penalties because a lot of the fans keep on wanting me to ask you your thoughts and the frustration from the yellow flags.
Well, I'm very frustrated by it, and I think they really cropped up late in the second half. I think frustration started to set in, and I didn't like it, and I called the team over, and I told them about it. We're not going to be that kind of team. When things are not going our way, hey, look, we got our tails kicked, and deservingly so. When you play bad and you coach bad, that's what happens. So let's take our medicine. We're not going to sit here and all of a sudden start pushing and shoving and doing things that we shouldn't do because we're mad, because we didn't do our part. So I think our guys understood, but I think some of those flags we got were kind of frustration flag. Mm-hmm. That really bothered me because I don't care what the situation is. We got to still play strong football and be able to finish any game.
So you're referring to the personal foul penalties. That as a coach, that bothers you the most?
Absolutely. I mean, I just think those things are, I think those are thought through penalties. I don't care what happens, I'm going to do this. And I don't think that's good for any football team. So we're not going to have it here. We talked about it. We've addressed it. And I think our players understand that.
Coach, another question about the bye week. Because of the rule changes, so I want to make this clear, that after tomorrow, that technically you can't even have a player come into your facility. Is that accurate for 4 days?
If I'm not mistaken, they can come into the facility because some guys are injured. You know, some guys need rehab work. But what we can't do as coaches is deal with them. We can't have conduct meetings. We cannot go conduct practice. We can't not do anything with them physically.
So for Carson Palmer, who's trying to catch up, even though that it's a bye week, he's not going to be able to do a lot with the coaching staff over the 4 days. Is that accurate?
He can do nothing with the coaching staff.
Okay, so it's like give him stuff and he's on his own, but he's got a lot of work to do, right?
Absolutely.
You know, you the ups and downs of an NFL season, I think you said it a moment ago, not to get too high after a win, don't get too low after a loss because there's that game the next Sunday. I mean, is that really the way you look at it when you talk to these guys?
Absolutely. I mean, and we want to have more highs than we have lows. But through it all, I think if you stay consistent and you just continue to grind and work at it, I think we keep our head down, we'll look up and have won a lot of games. And what we're trying to do is win this division. We're after the AFC West title. And what we got to do is put our heads down, go to work. Can't worry about everything that's being said and done. We know what we need to do, and we need to finish the job.
That is the weekly edition of the Hugh Jackson Show right here on Sports Radio KHTK. Coach, do enjoy the bye week, and we'll chat with you next Tuesday.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to it.
All right. Raiders head coach each and every week, and love talking to him. Get a little update on a couple of the players, and said he is worried about Darren McFadden's foot. You're always worried when a player is not there. Just to reiterate, Carson Palmer after tomorrow is not going to be able to work with the Raiders coaching staff. That is a new rule change in the CBA. So, you know, we always talk about, gee, it's great that they have the extra week off, but it's only an additional two practices. They practiced, you know, they'll practice today. They practice tomorrow. I mean, and then they're off until Monday. So it's not really, you know, the extra week. It's not truly an extra week. It's an extra week to heal up. It's an extra week to maybe learn from the book, so to speak, the playbook. But he already pretty much knows that. Going to be interesting to see what type of improvement we'll see from this Raiders team as we move forward.